Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour, where I keep Annie on edge because she has no idea what we're talking about. No clue whatsoever. But before we start, as per usual, if you are drinking or doing any of the things, be responsible, check yourself, know your limits, be healthy, and be kind to others, as per usual.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. We are not necessarily being sponsored by any of the things that we talk about currently. Mm-hmm. Any of that can change, who knows? But right now, as we record it, that is not a thing. We have sponsors, not necessarily about the ones we're talking about. So before we start, Annie, what you sipping on?
The old G&T, it's been a minute.
Yeah. I think next time we need to play a game where I can try to guess what you're drinking that day.
Yes. That would be an embarrassingly easy game. Unless I like try to do something else.
Yeah. Well, you make your own things.
Yeah. Today's a very stressful day. I'll say that. We did fun interview things, which is great, but they were early. And so I couldn't sleep. And so I woke up really early and I got to talk to my mom tonight, which is fine. But like, I'm stressed is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So... went for the G&T.
G&T time. Yes, I have also been stressed, but because of that, I get sleepy. So once again, I'm sticking to my non-alcoholic beverages, and I am drinking a sparkling pineapple beverage.
Nice.
Juice beverage, because I'm still on my pineapple kick. I don't know, y'all. It's good. It's good.
It's good. I agree.
It's good. You know, I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to talk about because there were several things that have been popping up in my world of social media, but also like what I watch in entertainment. As you know, if you've been listening to any of the shows recently, I'm really gotten into K-dramas and watching K-dramas and then figuring out my identity. There's also this conversation, like I've been ruminating on an idea for a second podcast. You know all about this, and I have very specifics, and it is related to K-dramas, the K-wave in general, which we've talked about. We've talked about on this. We've done episodes on it here. And then I went back and forth about my own identity. So there's this whole level. This is all about me, Annie, and we're processing some thoughts on my happy hour. But like having my identity and changing things in like my, I guess, professional name specifically. Not to give too much out, my brother recently got remarried and his wife's name is now exactly my name except for the middle name. So I have this moment of like, huh, like, oh my God, what the f*** is this? But like, I saw it somewhere with her name and I was like, what the hell is this? And don't get me wrong, I don't know her very well, so I'm sure she's a very lovely person. She has children and she's a loving mother, all those things. So nothing to her specifically, but seeing this woman who was white as well, that I'm like, yeah, that fits her a little too well as versus me. And so I'm having a little bit of identity in crisis because not only is there someone in my immediate family with my exact same name, and now because she is probably closer to my family in that respect, I'm going to be living in forever like confusion for this. Now, on top of that, when you do the Google research, all these things, and I'm sure like finding people is not a big deal, but there's this level of like, okay, but we are closely associated. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched that she could be mixed up as me type of level. And then I don't know anything about her political stance, but she's married to my brother who is very staunchly conservative. A big fan of Candace Owens, and I hope you understand what that means when I say that. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. There's so many things. I already have identity issues, y'all, and there's this whole level of this that's like an added plus. And I'm like, don't get me wrong, my brother can marry whomever he wants. I just can like, how did you find? Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, also, she has the same middle name as my mother.
Mm.
So that even like even close more closely to that, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, there's so many levels, and because of that, also, I am trying to find my identity, really trying to understand who I am, and my Korean last name is Lee, and so I've had this back and forth of like, maybe I want to change my name back to my Korean name. My partner was like, your family's going to be very upset, which could be very true with this. I would have a lot of confusion. My entire group of friends would be like, what? Like, there's so much level. But so my other thought was like, maybe I can just change it to Samantha Lee. I don't really say my name. We don't say our last name for the show, but it's on all of our biographies and autobiographies and anything. Obviously, it's too late on the book, any of that. But like, I'm wondering, like, maybe as a like the professional level, I should switch it. So I'm having this level of identity crisis at 40-something years old. Do you think this is a part of my midlife crisis right now?
I think that shoehorning it into midlife crisis is perhaps not what is happening here, because that is more than a midlife crisis, is what I will say, because that is like, honestly, I have a friend who always teases me and she's like, it sounds like you're in a sitcom right now. It kind of sounds like you're in a Finding My Identity sitcom right now, where somebody has
Disney
your
Channel's
name
level?
And your family. So I wouldn't put it in that same level. And I think that's difficult because it's true. Like, there's a part of me that wants to tell you, like, yeah, just do it, change it. But I know there's like, that's easy for me to say. Like, there's so many other things going on other than, like, I don't want to upset my family. What is my identity? Like, it's just a multi-layered thing. So, no, I think this is way more than a
okay.
midlife crisis.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better in this.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I will say, like, for the longest time, I have been considering the name. Like, I've been going back and forth. I'm like, do I want to go back to my Korean name, So-young, like that? So, like, I think I've said it before, but my family name is Lee or E, and then my first name is So-young, which apparently means desire and then, like, profits or something like that. I don't know. Like, essentially, like, you can get money, wealth or something. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I didn't, whatever. Who gave me that and then left me? Okay, but yeah, like, there's so many levels to this that I'm like, okay, I don't think I would change my name back to the Korean name because that's almost too overwhelming. But having that, like, because my middle name is Lee. So, like, it'd be Samantha. My name is Samantha Lee McVeigh. Don't steal my identity. But, like, changing it just to being Samantha Lee, I don't think would be a big stretch. Although we've kind of been in this industry for 3 years now, so it would be confusing-ish. And then going back to, like, the new, if I were to do this other podcast that I've talked about or trying to develop something around it, whatever it may look like, if it's not a podcast, you know, it would make sense, but it would also not make sense because it'd be the disconnect from stuff mom never told you to whatever else is new. That's a whole different legality. And also, I was looking it up. It was like, how do you do this? In the state of Georgia, I don't know if anybody else, if you want to legally change a name, you have to publish your name in a newspaper for several months just in case someone is looking for you. So you can't just run away and hide. Which I was like, wait, what? I found this out a long time ago when working with social services. And I'm like, okay. Like that just seemed like a whole other mess. And then just like changing it on papers. So I wouldn't do all that. So like the professional level, I don't think it needs to be that level. But yeah, there's this whole level of like a crisis I'm having because you're correct. It feels like in that level, I'm being replaced with the better, wider version of me. And not necessarily, again, nothing to do with my family, really. It really has nothing to do with her. It's just this level of, like, I have always been the odd one out, whether it's my opinions, whether it's my beliefs, whether it's my actual looks and physical appearance. That's been a thing. And then here comes this person who is kind, I'm sure very kind, very sweet. Again, nothing to her. This has really nothing to do with her, and I'm sorry to her if she thinks that, because this is not. But it has everything to do with me with, like, oh, they've been waiting for this version. Not only that, but she's quiet and seemingly more similar to their beliefs, and or at least would not cause a wave about anything, because she is a young white woman, has already kind of established a family, wants to be a part of this big family. And my mom and dad are probably the most welcoming parents there could be. Even with their polarizing beliefs, they don't act that out in real life, which we've talked about before. So, like, I'm sure she's excited to be a part of this and they're excited to accept her and, like, all these things. But there's this level of, like, identity crisis that I'm having that I'm like, all right, what do I do with this? And because we are not close, like, my parents don't know anything about my work. The one time we tried to talk about it, we got in an awful fight. And so, therefore, I have learned my lesson and never talk about it again. Like, they're just like, how are you? You're doing your job. You like it? Great. Like, that's the end of the conversation. you know, I had a little previous Monday mini about the damn movie that I hate that they went to see and they were so excited about. Like, so many things that just doesn't fall in line, but it does make me feel still like one more brick in the wall that has come between us. And it has nothing to do with, like, what they've actually done, or it has nothing to do with what she is or who she is. Like, it has nothing to do with that, but it just, it's almost like that realistic, when you get that actual example where it just hands itself to you, you're like, yeah, there it is. That's too literal. So there's so many things. And again, like, this all kind of goes back to, like, trying to figure myself out and trying to find my space, even though maybe I am creating such a myth in this idea to begin with. And I say that because obviously I have space and I have identity. And obviously, because, like, people can describe me and people can say, this is you, this is what you are, this is what you like, or, you know, things like that are a part of my identity. So maybe I'm putting a mythological aspect to this to make it more dramatic. I don't know. But there's so many, like, moments of, like, what is out of feeling? What is it out of professionalism? And what is, again, the reality?
Right. Right. And I think through my time knowing you, I have seen you struggle with this, and I've heard stories you've told around, it's an odd space to be when someone sees your name, which I don't know, but you know, and they assume, like, your nationality, they assume your, and kind of like having to deal with that, having to confront that every time you give someone your name. I can only imagine is like something that feels very simple to a lot of us is not simple for you.
Right. And yeah, absolutely. Like, I've told many a stories of the fact that people are shocked when they see me. Also, part of that is my accent. That has thrown a lot of people off too. They're like, well, not what I expected. I'm like, yeah, I know. But yeah, it is. It seems to be like a constant reminder anyway. So that there's that level of, like, between the two of us, who would you pick as that actual person? And it wouldn't be me.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We did that whole episode, like, what's in a name? I think a lot of us take for granted the kind of giving your name and it not being like,
Oh, really?
So it's like reminders that people view you as outsider or like other just based on your name, which is something you use in every day. And you're right, like in our job, that is a whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's a whole thing to consider is, well, people know me by this name. This is what I've built my, in this case, like podcast or book around. If I change it, then I could have a financial loss. Like there could be a financial ding for that.
You know, and part of this is like later in life in discoveries of what I want to be seen as, I guess. Not necessarily like a reputation and not necessarily image, but yeah, like by who I am and the importance of a name in general when we talk about things. And what it represents. And, you know, I love my family, but I would not have ties to the McVeigh ancestors. Like, they've talked about the ancestors of the McVeighs and where they came from. That had no, it felt very foreign to me, like, literally. Like, this is really, like, you know what I mean? Like, pertaining to the family and what they grow and learn about their history, learn about themselves. That's not me learning about myself. That's about learning about them and something that's disconnected from me. So even to that level, like I have loyalties into my current family, yes. But to that, to like the ancestral idea, like, you know, former host Caroline loves her ancestry tree. Like she will go and dig. I think she stopped since recently, but one of her hobbies were to do all these things. And it always kind of fascinated me because that was not something I've ever been interested in because I'm so disconnected from that.
Right. Right. And I think that makes sense. I think there's a weight to it. There's a weight to because you grew up in this kind of white community and this family, and when they're talking about their history, it's not
right.
Gonna align with what you're feeling. And so that totally makes sense. So that you're sort of like, okay, well, that's not really resonating here.
That's when I'm like, that's your people. That's not my people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's so many things I'm pondering. Like, there's so many things in my mind that are space. And then I think this is going to be a Monday mini because I want to talk about a recent episode of a reality series that's going around that's viral.
Okay.
Because I have questions. But like stuff like this has been really like just taking over my head that I'm like, what is happening? Like, what is these? It's not really related, but like for some reason, these weighing things that make no real sense can be a conversation. And then you're like, okay, how do I narrow this down into, because it's the beginning form of like this is where I want it to be, but we're still here. So how do I get it to there? And I'm saying this is like very vaguely, I know. And that's the same thing for my name. It's like, this is where I was. And I was given this name when I came to the U.S. to acclimate to the society. A lot of Koreans just get an English name to make it easier. A lot of Asian people in general. For other people, I had an artist who he kept his Asian name. And when I talked to him, introduced myself, he was like, oh, did you change your name? And I had to explain, no, this is, and he was like, oh yeah, my mom was very adamant that I never anglicized my name because it would take away from our family. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. There was a little bit of shame, but I'm like, I have no aspect of that. My family gave me up. But thinking about like, well, should I change it back? What does that look like? And then the fact that it's still happening today. And nobody really has that conversation except for the fact that I was given that name without a choice. it's the same thing with, like, of course, anybody who was born at any point, but I do have dual identity, it seems.
Yeah. It's a difficult conversation. And I know it's weighed heavily on you. So.
So you're going to have to start calling me Samantha Lee. Just kidding. Testing it out with you.
You should. I had one of my good friends when I was in high school. She told me her Cantonese name and it felt like she was just like, I want you to call me this now. And I was like, okay, yeah, I will do it. I mean, that's your name. You tell me, I'm happy to do it.
Memo. Please send out this memo. Thank you.
just let me know. Just let me know. But yeah, cheers, Samantha, on this rainy day that we're having.
Yes.
Yes. And as always, listeners, please let us know if you have any thoughts about this. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast. You can also find us on TikTok and Instagram at @StuffMoNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book that you can pre-order. It is coming out imminently. By imminently, I mean August 29th, 2023. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.